613. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. That haze is still in the air. We've got the air quality alert going on for you right now. 65 degrees, clear skies. Today's high near 95. So a little cooler than it was yesterday.
Just a bit.
The air quality, not very good. So just be aware of that as you get up and get going this morning. Grabbing the first cup of coffee, grabbing your Red Bull. So good to be with you. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. It's Rick, it's Patty. Good morning to you. I know that we've got John Party tickets coming up and PBR.
I was just going to say, we've got some rodeo action going on tonight.
Very cool, very cool. And one of the riders, I believe, is coming in a little bit after 8 o'clock. Okay. So it's going to be cool to talk with the riders and, of course, PBR action, bull action. We love it right there here at in Kennewick. So we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. In the meantime, though, let's work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems, Nashville news, the usual gauntlet this morning.
Right on. And it's Friday.
And it's Friday. Where's that? Oh, I don't even have it. Thank God it's Friday. Yeah, thank God it's Friday. It is Friday. Get you ready for the weekend around these parts. So let's get your day started. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 1027 KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
7 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Just ahead of some Nashville news, just ahead of Facebook fun for you. Now, if you've got the KORD mobile app, there's a couple things up there I got to tell you about really quick. You get a chance to win some Eric Church tickets. Cole Swindell tickets are up there. Mm-hmm. $500 Visa gift card is all up there. And then there really is what I love most about Tri-Cities is, and I saw this yesterday a couple days ago, and I see that you posted about it, is our guy is looking
Doug.
At Doug at it's GoFundMe for Doug from Amethyst Creamery, right? What's going on there?
So I drive past his, and he's on Facebook.
Good guy.
He's an awesome guy.
Yeah.
He has really had a tough last year. He lost his wife, Amy. You know, and then of course they got together and did Amethyst Creamery and, you know, kind of living their dream. Well, now he's fallen on even tougher times. He's got some health issues.
Yeah. And they're doing a GoFundMe, and he's one of those guys, and you can tell he's one of those guys that doesn't want, I mean, he doesn't want to ask for help. He's one of those people you have to go out there and go, we're going to help you.
He is always lifting up others.
I know.
You know, he's always posting about all the neighboring businesses and whatnot. So, a friend of his, you know, said, hey man, let me do this. This GoFundMe. In fact, I reached out to her yesterday and now we're friends on Facebook. And I said, man, you just don't know how. Well, we do know. Our Tri-Cities are very giving and they do show up. And it's our turn to show up for Doug.
Absolutely. So you can read more about the article there. We got it posted for you. This is a heartwarming story. And if we can help out, and every little bit counts. And this guy, like you said, is going through a tough time. And
well, he's going to have to take two months off.
Yeah.
But that's no income for a small business owner.
On his little... Yeah, his little dinky business there. And again, we wish him well, and you can go fund him. You can go check it out right now. We've got it on the station mobile app. It'll give you a little warm and fuzzy if you donate today. So there you go. Bailey Zimmerman, Ella Langley coming up next. It's 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning, 637. Let's go to Nashville.
All right. Ella Langley shared an update on social media after previously announcing that she was going to be stepping away from the spotlight to focus on her health. So on yesterday, Ella shared a post on Instagram saying she couldn't be any more grateful to have had some time to slow down and see all the amazing things happening in her life. In a statement on August 11th, she did say she was feeling more run down than ever and decided to take a few weeks off to rest and focus on her health. She's confirmed she'll be returning to the stage this month, ready to give fans her all. Meanwhile, dozens of family farms are set for the reigning Academy of Country Music Entertainer of the Year with Lainey Wilson-themed corn mazes. 36 corn mazes going to be featuring images of Lainey at family farms across 25 states and Canada. I don't know if Washington's in here. The Wilson-themed mazes will feature photo opportunities, clues, and interactive games that will test participants' knowledge of Lainey. Now, in a statement, Lainey said her country roots run deep, and she's honored to be a part of something that brings more people out to farms to create memories and experience a little bit of what she grew up with. Miranda Lambert, heading to a celebrity golf tournament. She also posted a video on Instagram. She said she's played 22 holes in her life and will be playing at the Ryder Cup this year. The video is a compilation that is showing her learning the ins and outs of golf from her coach. The 45th annual Ryder Cup is going to be held September 26th through the 28th in Farmingdale, New York. It's a men's gold match between teams from Europe and the United States, while the celebrity match pits stars from the two countries against each other. And finally, Kelly Clarkson is returning to daytime TV following the death of her ex-husband. The Kelly Clarkson Show was on hiatus since her ex-husband Brandon Blackstock died last month of melanoma. A press release from NBC says that filming already is underway for season 7 of the Kelly Clarkson Show that premieres on Monday, September 29th. Her guest lineup this season includes Dwayne Johnson, Reese Witherspoon, also Scarlett Johansson. And just so you know, Kelly is also filming season 29 of The Voice with John Legend and Adam Levine, and that premieres next spring. Those are your trending headlines.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
We are so fortunate at our fair that they bring some great acts. We had Daughtry this year. We had Jake Owen.
Winona.
We had Winona. We had Smash Mouth and Sir Mix-a-Lot. We're very fortunate that we're still able to bring those great artists. And so, yeah, looking forward to next year. Lori Lancaster, I know you're listening. Lori, you and the fair board, what you doing next year?
I think they had a record attendance.
They did. And again, it was a great time under the stars with Jake Owen. Everybody was, yeah,
and you know what else I like about that, though, too, is that Ben Franklin Transit provides free transportation.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a whole community effort. I love it. I love living here.
My wife learned the lesson because we had gone to, what did we go to?
Daughtry.
Daughtry. That's right. She came to Daughtry. And she got, I had a free parking pass. She got stuck in traffic and it took her an hour and a half to get to the show. And I said, yeah, I jumped the bus at Lampson.
I know, right? I mean,
and I was
and
there.
It gets you right in. You get off, and there you are at the fair. Yeah. Let's go.
And it didn't cost me a dime.
Megan, where are you?
I love it. So shout out to the fair, and looking forward to next year. All right, Facebook fun to get the day started. Here you go. What is, as we wind down summer, what is your favorite summer temperature? What do you think it is? It's been warm lately. It's been hot lately.
I think people like low 80s. I like it like 96. I'm good with this.
I know. You like.
I like it hot.
Yeah. So you're good with this. You've been good with this lately, right?
Yeah, because if I have air conditioning to get into after so much time out in it. But I don't mind.
I'm going to put 85. I think 85. I was going to say. 85 is a good number. During summer, that's a nice number. Yeah, that's what I'm going to go for.
I'm cool with 92. Man.
I know, you're in the 90s.
I'll take it.
Little 90s. And when you get that weird humidity, that's kind of it doesn't happen very often.
We have something weird going on now with this air quality and the cloud.
Oh,
like yesterday wasn't so bad because of the cloud cover.
But look at it right now. You still got that air quality in effect for you. So it is very poor air quality. So chime in on this. Curious what you guys are going to say. What's your favorite summer temperature? Everybody's got a different temp. Curious what you guys are going to say about this. Chime in. That's the Facebook fun. Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547 KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Hey, Hootie the Blowfish, it's Bottle Rockets, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. 7:10, great to be with you on a Friday. Yay, weekend is just ahead. Super excited tonight, Legends Casino.
What I found.
We've got Tracy Lawrence tickets coming up at 7:20. That's right, Tracy Lawrence. So he's coming, it's going to be good. Paint Me a Birmingham, Alibis, what other songs we got? Keeper of the Stars, the list goes on and on. And give you a chance to win some of these Tracy Lawrence, actually Tracy Bird, I think that's Keeper of the Stars. See, got to get my country songs right there. So Paint Me a Birmingham, Alibis.
Time marches on.
There's Tracy. And again, looking forward to giving those tickets away this morning at 7:20. All right, before we get to that though, we've got Other People's Problems brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. Matt has got quite the little predicament that he's in right now. This is quite the unusual situation, Patty.
My girlfriend's roommate moved in with a boyfriend, and she's been struggling to find a place to live. So we decided to move in together. We got a nice two-bedroom apartment. Things were going great for 2 months. Then my girlfriend told me that her mom's rent went up, and she had to move out. She asked if she could stay with us until she finds another place. I said yes, but wasn't happy. Well, it's been more than 2 months, and I want my privacy back. Her mom is getting comfortable with our awkward living situation and isn't looking to move. So yesterday, I suggested that maybe they could have the apartment and I would find another place to live. My girlfriend took that us a status report on our relationship. My sister thinks that I need to be more patient and more tolerant. My brother thinks I need to dump the girlfriend, get my own place, and start over. What's the best path here? Matt in Richland.
So have you ever been in this situation? Because I actually have been in kind of a similar
situation.
Not
with a mom.
But many years ago, when we were living in Seattle, my current wife at the time, her sister came and stayed with us, right? And so we had a two-bedroom apartment.
How long?
It went on for months and months. Oh, and so we were in a two-bedroom apartment. So Logan, Pokey, which is my ex's wife name, and I, we were in one room, and then we gave her the other room. Anyway, she didn't work, she was not a bad person, but this went on for months and months. And so I felt like I had to include her on everything. So if we went to the Seattle Center, if we went to the aquarium, we would take. I mean, and she
you
was
couldn't
young.
Do things as a family. You had this third wheel.
She was very nice, but she was young too. So she was like 18, 19. It wasn't
that was nice of you.
So we tried to include her. Well, eventually it got to kind of a boiling point to where I had taken
get her out.
I'm not like that. Never have.
I
took my wife aside and said, "Hey, you know what?
Patience is being tested.
I think it's time she moved on, because it's like it just disrupted the family life." So I've never
Did she steal from you too?
No, this is a different sister. That was after we were divorced and she had her own apartment stolen from. Not me. Never happened to me. Okay. So no, she was a good sister, but it was one of those situations where it was just too stifling. And
some people overstay their welcome.
Yeah, and I
and that's got to be awkward.
Yeah, but they should be. I had this happen in right out of high school with my best buddy. He moved in, and then he goes, "Yeah, I'll pay rent," and then he didn't pay rent.
Yeah, I did have that.
So I mean, everybody's been in those situations, and I'm like, hey, it's not. And again, get this: the rent was $200 a month. So he was,
he didn't have $200 a month.
No, $100.
$100 each.
Yeah.
Wow.
So here Here I am paying the rent, and this is back when I made $3.35 an hour. So just put that in perspective.
Is this Randy?
Yeah, that's my buddy Randy. Uh-huh. I love Randy.
But you're still friends.
Still friends.
Thank goodness.
But it's like, no, you can't, no. And we're best buddies, but it's one of those things where you had to go.
So you weren't best buddies for a minute, though.
No, I moved my girlfriend in. That's how I got it. He didn't like Pokey, so I moved Pokey in. He didn't like that. He was out. But I mean, it's one of those situations where you got to read the room.
Yeah.
If you are a guest in someone's home, and you should show that respect. So this is a crowded apartment. I'd be out. Matt, I'm with you, man. I would not break up with a girlfriend, but I definitely would get my own place.
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
I hear you.
And I wouldn't say that's not a statement on the situation. I mean, this is a whole house full of people.
Well, he PO'd the girlfriend with that.
Well, she's mad about it. But my gosh, this is a lot. This is a big, come on. No, no. It reminds me of the
TV. Who wants to live with their mom, though? Really? Why is she doing that?
She's supposed to be there for a little bit, but but people get comfortable.
I know they do.
They get comfortable, and then they don't get out of there. So I think we've all been in this situation. All right, Matt, we'll do our best to solve it for you. Patty, what do you think? Get his own apartment?
I think that's what I do.
All right, we're thinking get your own apartment. You don't have to break up with the girlfriend, but get your own apartment. So 547-KORD, app chat us what you do in the situation. We want to know. It's other people's problems. Rick and Patty for you.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Yeah, I don't think, I see guys do it all the time. Like the guys will do the air guitar and all that. I just don't think I've ever seen a woman get out and shred. Ladies, are you shredding? We want to know. Let me know on the app chat. I'm curious. Are you an air guitar shredder, or is it just guys? I want to know. Curious about that. All right, we're super excited because tonight's going to be a fantastic show, right, Patty?
8:00, Tracy Lawrence hitting the stage, Legends Hotel and Casino. Legends Casino.
Exactly, and we got some tickets to give away, don't we, Patty?
We do. What caller should we take?
What caller do you want to take? You want me to do it this time? We'll take caller 7. How about that? Lucky caller number 7. 547-5673, 547-KORD. You want to go see Tracy Lawrence tonight, Legends Casino. Going to be a great time. Paint me a Birmingham. Alibis.
Time marches on.
Time marches on. We want to send you off to Legends Casino tonight. Tracy Lawrence, caller number 7. You win next. Good luck from 102.7 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Karen Wood, 4-8-7-35, number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Did you catch the game last night?
I saw.
Cowboys held on. I mean,
They lost,
but it was still, I thought it was a good game. What I like about when I watch a game is I don't want to see a blowout. I like a good, back and forth. And so it was definitely not a blowout, and it was kind of fun as we kick off the NFL season. Tonight it's the Chiefs, I believe, playing. So football's back, man. Football's back. You were just saying that Carrie Underwood has got all the football groups. It's like she's got pizza, she's got the burgers, she's got the sliders. She does
a Sunday night theme.
Yeah, can you imagine? Yeah, can
no,
you imagine
junk going to, food, all that?
Can you imagine going to Carrie's place? Yeah.
She's got a big old spread, I'm sure.
So, the NFL season has started. Do you live in a divided house where you got two different people rooting for two different teams? What about you, Patty? Hmm. Can you think about that? You and Jeff are both Green Bay.
No, we're both the same. Well,
you're Packer, except for Minnesota when they... So you like the Vikings sometimes.
I was the Viking fan because Brett Favre was there. I was a Brett Favre fan.
Okay.
So for years I was, and now I'm just back to the Packers. It is what it is.
Packers are playing, so.
But do you take part? Do you do fantasy football?
No, I did it one time and one time only. I did okay. I mean, fantasy leagues are always fun.
One year I had like two leagues going.
Oh wow!
I didn't have time for it.
I
was trading players, and this had to
be.
Sure.
You got to be devoted, yeah, to do it, to do that.
Who's got time for all that?
The guy down the hallway who seems to have time, like who's insane on all anything and everything. Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, the guy down the hallway, man. When he gets involved in something, it's like it's never halfway. It's all the way. It's all the way in.
So. I got in on it once because my husband they needed an extra person, and then I won the Super Bowl, and sore losers.
They're like, yeah. Don't invite her back.
It was Banner's Beauties. That was the name of my team. And then I took...
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I know it.
I think...
And all you get... And then Banner's Beauties wins the Super Bowl.
No.
Yeah, that's
what
happened.
You got to pick a good team name. So when I did fantasy football, my team was the Tri-Cities Vindicators.
That is a good team.
That's a good...
It's gruff. Wow.
Exactly. So,
not Banner's Beauties.
Yeah, no thank you. I have no desire to go against Banner's Beauties. All right, so do you live in an opposing NFL team house? What funny fights, arguments have you guys gotten into? I know that there's going to be people that are, of course, massive Seahawks fans, and then maybe there's a 49er fan in the same household.
I like it, yeah, when the opposing team wife
exactly.
is one
exactly
husband you, the other
because you've got mm. these built-in rivalries and so it's always interesting to see people go at it. I think what's weird about the NFL is the divisions are weird to me because the north south how they're all to me all the west coast teams should be in the west division.
I know,
but they've got these weird divisions mm-hmm. going on, so your arch enemy is somebody like, oh, my arch enemy's, I live in Texas but my arch enemy's in New York, like what? Maybe, shouldn't it be in the same state, maybe?
So, but, I mean, I lived in Indiana twice, and I loved Peyton Manning with the Colts.
Okay.
I was, still Packers.
All right, still Packers. Mm-hmm. All right, so funny fights, arguments, NFL teams opposing. We want to know, taking your calls next. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Fine, you got Rick, you got Patty. Always love when we get special guests in the studio, and we've got them this morning. Going to try to do a little pop applause here for Edgardo. Good morning, Edgardo. How are you?
Good, good. How are you guys?
One of the great bull riders that's coming to PBR this week, and super excited to have you guys in the Kennewick in the Tri-Cities. Yay!
Yes.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be out here.
So, Edgardo, we talked to you last week. Mm-hmm. You're from Van Nuys, California. You're 26. This is the first time to the Tri-Cities.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah, my first time out here, and I'm loving it so far.
Well, we talked to you last week. You look, he looks, I mean, he's a bull rider.
That's a hat.
I know, I'm going to say.
That is some hat.
I'm a little jelly this morning of that hat because that is, like, that's a perfect hat for you. But how did you get involved in being a bull rider?
Honestly, ever since I could walk and talk, it's all I've ever wanted to do. And we're out here living the dreams, thanks be to God. I started riding sheep when I was about 3 years old. And then at nine, I got on my first steer and fell in love. And here we are riding the best animal athletes on the earth.
Isn't the sheep, it's mutton busting, right?
Is yes,
that, yeah,
sir.
That's mutton busting, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. So they got a little taste of that, and then you're like, okay, now give me the big boy.
Oh, yeah.
Give me the
yep.
big boy.
Give me the ones that buck.
One thing I like to emphasize about the PBR is there's a lot of care, you know, because a lot of people complain about the animals or their treatment. No, no, no. These bulls are athletes, and they're well taken care of, right?
Yes, sir. I know... These bulls are treated better than a lot of people
you.
Treat their
better,
dogs. Better than me sometimes.
Exactly. Hey, the bull's getting four squares a day, and you're getting one square a
yes,
day, right?
Sir.
Exactly. Well, I know the PBR has the great standards for the bulls, but what training do you have to do? Because I know you said you've been doing this for a long time. What training did you have to undertake?
For me, it's the whole week, day in and day out. Going to the gym, making sure I get my stretches. I eat on a clean diet. Work on my mentality because bull riding it's 90% mentality and maybe 10% physical.
Really?
It has a lot to do with the mind. If you believe you can do it or you can't do it, you're right on both sides. So
yeah, because it really comes down to confidence, right?
I mean, plenty of that.
Yeah, because this is what, a couple thousand pounds, and then you're on top of that thing, and you got
yes, sir.
And a lot of people could say, oh, it's easy, 8 seconds. No.
Nope, no. Yeah, it takes a lot of work.
The longest, 8 seconds is the longest time in your life when you're on that bull.
So, on some of them, some of them, it feels like a rocking chair, and that 8 seconds comes by quick, but on some of them, the ride's a little rough, and feels like it's going on forever.
And it really comes down, a lot of people don't realize, the bull, you want a good bull, right?
Yes, sir.
You want to put on a show. So it's the bulls vary, but you want the best athlete you possibly can get on.
Yes, sir. That's where our better points come from. And the better points you get, those are the ones that win it. So we're here to win.
Yeah, you don't realize there's these variances of bulls, like superstar bulls. You're like, I want that
one. I don't know. Yeah. Is there like one that you're... you know, totally afraid of, like, or
you can't. Well, no, you can't be afraid.
Nope,
of that.
Not afraid of any of them. I'm here to ride. So if I was afraid, I would have stayed home.
Now you do different competitions. So do you run into the same bulls again or not?
There's a time or two where I'll run into some of the same bulls. It just depends the area, but I tend not to try to pay attention to that because then I'll try to set a trap, but you can't set a trap against a bull.
Mm-hmm. It's like seeing your ex-girlfriend, like, no, I don't need to see the ex.
Oh, no, I think that's a little more dangerous than bull riding.
Ah, there you go. Well, we're super excited. Kennewick Toyota Center, too big. It's going to be this weekend. It's going to be awesome. Tell us what people can expect to see here tonight, kicking off tonight.
Oh, plenty of excitement. There's really good music, good people. There's going to be great bull rides. Could see all the animal athletes up and close, and it's just an overall good time, and hope to see everyone there.
I like it. Toyota Center tonight, PBR, 2 days of action, Friday and then Saturday tomorrow. Tickets available. You want me to give you the website? You got it. You know what I'm talking about.
Ticketmaster.com and PBR.com.
I love it.
We're showing up to the box office. Tonight it starts at 8 p.m. and tomorrow at 7.
Look at that. Edgardo could do my job. Absolutely. So what we're going to do right now, let's give away some tickets, Patty. So do you want to give away some tickets to like the next, we got like four sets
of
tickets.
We have four pairs of tickets if you want to go and see some bull riding action.
Yeah, bull riders are coming. PBR, it's going to be absolutely amazing. Edgardo, thank you for coming in, hanging out with us. You can hang around and talk to the listeners as well. Okay?
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, got it.
All right. And there's Edgardo, and hang on there. Next four callers are going to win. 547-KORD, 547-5673. Good luck, 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
09, number one for new country, it's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with you, muggy, 64 degrees, some sunshine for you, haze in the air, and of course that air quality advisory effect is still, alert is still in effect for you, so just be aware of that. Well, the NFL season is officially kicked off. We've been talking about in a household where there's two warring teams. One person likes one team, the other person likes another team. They're going at each other. We thought we'd take some calls, 547-KORD, 547-5673. In your house, you guys are Packers fans, so you both are you're pretty good to go, right?
Yeah.
My wife went to college in Oregon, so she's in Oregon State, so she's a Beaver. My wife's a Beaver, and she when she gets around ducks, man, she gets a little weird.
Yeah,
so,
I get it.
There's ducks out here. There's ducks. So I've been taking your calls. If you have a warring family, how did you guys handle it? Little stories that you guys got going on. Rochelle, tell us what happened at your house.
My husband hung my Packers flag behind our team. I thought it was awesome. I wanted to hang it outside. I was all excited. And then I come home and it's behind the TV.
All right. And Rochelle said that she can't reach where he put it. She can't reach it. So she wanted to hang it outside. He's a Seahawks fan, and she can't get access to the Packer flag. It's hung, but she can't get to it. So a little fun there for you. 547-KORD. Are you a divided house? Tell us your story.
The worst time that has happened, rooting for different teams, me and my husband now, he was my boyfriend at the time.
Yeah.
Was rooting for the Colts, and of course I was a Cowboys fan.
Oh,
wow.
He was sleeping on the couch for like a week. He wouldn't talk to me or anything because my team was winning. I thought it was childish. I thought it was childish, but very mean. I'm like, he cannot be this upset over this. But he was really upset about it.
I know. Well, I know. I hear Jeff gets a little upset sometimes.
He does.
With the game, gets a little too involved. Like, it's just a game.
I know.
It's just a game. And glad that you're a Cowboys fan. I am, too. Cowboys lost last night. So it's like, and they barely lost, but they lost. And I'm like, oh, there you go. It's a loss. I mean, but I don't throw things at the TV or get upset about it.
You're not that into it.
No, but we have a coworker down the hallway, man.
Oh,
he's a Seahawks fan, and man, he knows it inside and out. And crazy, he gets if they lose.
You think he throws things at the TV?
Why do I think he does? We'll have to ask him. We'll have to ask him when we see him later today. So, do you live in a divided house with the NFL? Your partner? Do you guys root for opposing NFL teams? More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Still going on, be aware of that. 65 degrees for you right now and 95. I'm sorry, 100. So used to saying 100.
I know.
Today is 95. So 95 for today.
We're cooling down.
Yeah, we're cooling down. 65 for the low tonight, but 95 for the high today. But that haze just makes it feel a whole lot different for you. So air quality, not good. Be aware of that. Get more details on the KORD mobile app. All right, Matt's got a situation. We're going to tie this off on other people's problems. And man, you and I both were like, you know, this ain't going to happen. So what's happening here with Matt?
So he says, my girlfriend's roommate moved in with a boyfriend. She's been struggling to find a place to live. We decided to move in together. We got a nice 2-bedroom. Things are going great for 2 months, and then my girlfriend told me that her mom's rent went up, so she had to move out. She asked if she could stay with us until she finds another place. I said, yeah. Well, it's been more than 2 months, and I want my privacy back. Mom's getting comfortable with our awkward living situation. She's not looking to move. So yesterday, I suggested that they could have the apartment, and I'd get another place. My girlfriend took that as a status report on a relationship. My sister says I need to be more patient and tolerant. My brother says dump the girlfriend, get my own place, and start over. What is the best path? Matt in Richland.
We already said you don't have to dump the girlfriend, but I do like the idea of just getting your own place and getting out of that situation because I think you got some squatters. I think you got some squatters in there. So what are people saying?
Noletta says run if you can. Alondra says it's better to have that conversation with the girlfriend and her mom, get things sorted out. If the girlfriend doesn't push a little and put up a time limit or when mom should go, then yes, move out and start over. But it's best to have a little bit of an uncomfortable discussion and see if there's a possibility of things working out.
I like what Laura says. In the first year of a relationship, never do anything that you don't want to do for the rest of your life. Good point, Laura.
Michelle says kick the mom out. She's grown. She can find her own way.
I like what Devlin says. Give him the place and move on. Your privacy is important. That's not what you signed up for. And that's from Devlin. Yeah, Devlin's right on that one. Yeah.
Kathy says your girlfriend is correct. It is a status report of your relationship. And the report is your girlfriend seems more comfortable with her mom being there.
Yeah.
You don't need to dump her. But yes, move out if your girlfriend doesn't insist her mother get her own place.
Jennifer says she saw sucker written on your forehead.
Barbie says move out. you're not important to them, move on.
Yeah. Julie says they're using you to kick them out. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very easy for people to take advantage of other people, of kindness. And it's not, you're not being a jerk by saying, no, you're not, you know, time to move on.
What mom does that, though, to her daughter? I'm infringing on my...
The rent around here is outrageous. I'm not gonna defend it. Yeah, sorry, it is outrageous. So I understand people moving in with people and trying to save money and all these different things. But there should be a like you said, an agreement of like how long are you gonna be here and when can I expect you out or any of these different things. They got like
rent being so much, you should have had that stipulation. Hey, mom's got to pay something.
Yeah. Well,
you know, pay her way.
It's just, and it's a two bedroom. I assume mom's on the couch. So, yeah. And some people, hey, you know what? Some people get comfortable on the couch. Like, I'll take this. This works for me. So we did our best for you, Matt. We both concur that you don't have to break up with the girlfriend, but get your own apartment. Just get out of there. Yep. I think, because they're not leaving. So
I know.
Get on out of there. All right, what would you do in this situation? We want to know. App chat us. Call us, 547-KORD. What would you do in this situation? Let's help out Matt, more of your conversation and more of your comments on the way. Rick and Patty, KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.